Hello, I'm Floyd Miller, the host of It's Everything West Texas, and I mean everything. Some of our topics are going to make you laugh, and some will make you cry. I guarantee you all of them will make you think. It is the podcast that highlights people and issues in West Texas. As a neighbor, we want to talk with you. The goal is not necessarily to get agreement, but it is about understanding. Subscribe today and never miss another podcast. Come on. Hello, my name is Floyd Miller, and I am the host of It's Everything West Texas. And as you know, we're always trying to bring you programs that are relevant. And I think the program that we have today is extremely relevant, considering some things that have happened in our community here recently. For example, the founding of a baby girl out at Lake Fort Fannin. That at this time, they're estimating that maybe she was 6 to 10 months old. And we don't have enough evidence to say this, but possibly the program that we're going to be talking about today could have saved her life. In the studio with me today to talk about the Safe Haven Baby Box is Crystal King. She's very involved in the community, Wildfire Global Church. She is the minister. She works with Wildfire Alterations and also Wildfire Radio, KVVO 94.1. And I listen to that most of the time in my car. Sometimes I listen to my wife's hometown radio station, which is many miles away. But other than that, I'm listening to KVVO. And also we have Karen Light joining us. She is a member of the West Texas for Life. She's also on the board of Pregnancy Resources. And so at this time, I'd just like to welcome you, Crystal, and Karen to the podcast today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, thanks so much, Mr. Miller. It's been a pleasure to be here.
Well, I'm glad to have you. And you know, one thing about West Texas, it is unique. It's a lot of things going on out here. And this Safe Haven Baby Box, which we're going to talk about in just a few minutes, but it says Texas First in Abilene, Texas. So there we go again, being innovators.
Yes.
Okay. So I want you to, one of you, first of all, explain what is a Safe Haven Baby Box. Seems like we're talking about something more than a bassinet or something. So just explain that to the public.
We are talking about more than just a bassinet. It is a really high-tech bassinet. In fact, it has a medical bassinet inside it to provide more safety for the child or the infant that is relinquished into it. And so what is it? It is a device. We call it a newborn safety device, according to the law that was passed and went into effect September 1st of 2023. Governor Abbott signed it into law that Texas could use a device in order for a baby to be surrendered. And so this device is state of the art. It's high tech. It's designed so that a child can be placed into it, and then when the child is placed into it, an alarm goes out to 911 dispatch, letting the first responders know that a child is in there. As soon as the mother places the child in the box and shuts the door, it locks, so the child is totally safe and secure, and then the first responders retrieve the baby from the interior part of the box. And that baby is then taken and checked out medically. And then the baby is up for adoption through Child Protective Services.
Okay, so how and why Abilene, Texas? I mean, what was behind this? Why do we have one of these boxes and nobody else has one?
Yeah, that's another good question. Actually, it just happened, I would say, by a God incident, because this is kind of the backstory. This is how it happened. I was driving along in Abilene, also listening to the radio. That's what we do in our cars, I guess. I was listening to the radio. I was listening to 91.7, which is Guadalupe Radio, KGNC. No?
No, that's the EWTN. Yes, it's the EWTN, the Catholic.
Giant.
Yes.
That's what the was on. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All these radio people who know these things. And so I was listening, and up came an interview with a woman named Monica Kelsey, and it absolutely grabbed my attention. And so she's telling her story, which I'll let Crystal tell in just a little bit, but she's telling her story. And I could not get out of the car to run my errand because I was having one of those nudges that happens sometimes by the Holy Spirit. And the nudge was, this needs to happen in Abilene. This is such a wonderful thing. It needs to be in West Texas. It needs to be one of those things in West Texas, like your show says. And so who's going to do this? And I thought, who is going to do this, Lord? Who's going to do this? And that same little nudge came, you need to do this. And I said, Lord, do you know my schedule? Of course you do. I want to do your will, and I love you, and I'm busy. And I said, could you please make it easy? And that was a theme here. He made it very easy. And so that's how we got the box. I heard about it, and I took it to the police chief, to Candy Flores. What an awesome person.
Okay, Crystal, you know, you have anything you want to chime in on that?
Yes, you know, we, as members of West Texans for Life, our goal is to make sure that these babies are protected. We want to find a way to provide provision, you know, have provisions for both the mother and the child. There's all kinds of different services that we offer, but we did not have a Safe Haven baby box. And we thought that it would be so special for Abilene to be able to have a Safe Haven baby box, especially since now Abilene is a sanctuary city that was voted on by the people. And we said, well, this could be an opportunity for mothers who they may not have, they won't have the ability to have an abortion, or they may be in crisis, they don't want to hold on to the baby or go, you know, whatever, for whatever reason, but that they would have a place where they could feel safe. There would be no guilt, there'd be no shame or condemnation. They can just be able to give that baby a safe environment. So that's why we decided to do that.
Okay, so this is, I guess, targeted for anybody that... This is for anyone that might have a situation where, for whatever reason, they don't think they can keep the baby or whatever. But so maybe if somebody is thinking that abortion may be their only option, this kind of puts another option in front of them, would that?
Correct. Especially now with the city of Abilene being a sanctuary city, they won't have an ability to have an abortion in the city. Also, according to the ordinance, there's a lot of things that can complicate a woman's ability to have an abortion. So, or even really what it's geared for is, you know, the mission for the Safe Haven Baby Box is to prevent the illegal abandonment of newborns. And it's through education, through raising awareness of the Safe Haven law And what the safe haven law is if you have a newborn that you're unable to care for, you can bring your baby to a designated safe place with no questions asked. The safe haven law is also known as the baby Moses law. It gives parents who aren't able to care for their child a safe and legal choice to leave their infant with an employee. For us, it would be the fire station. And that would give them a choice to leave their baby there, and their baby would receive medical care and then be able to, like Karen said, be adopted and have an opportunity to be in a loving family.
So we've had safe haven baby laws since 1999. And they're wonderful laws where a woman, a parent, can take the infant who is 60 days old or younger to a fire station, to a hospital, or to an EMS station. And that's been in place for a long, long, long time. But with this Senate Bill 780 that Governor Abbott signed, he made it possible for us to use a device. And so that's what this box is all about. Just since September 1st of 2023, we've been able to use a device. This device is an excellent device to surrender a baby because it is safe, it's secure, and it's anonymous. So before, where a woman might be going to a fire station and giving her baby to a fireman, and in a small town, she might know that man, and there's some shame and maybe guilt attached to that. Well, in this situation, she can be fully anonymous. And there's no cameras around the box. It's in a little cubby at fire station number 7, which is at 431 North Pioneer Drive. There's just some storage units across the street. And so there's not a lot of activity right in front of that fire station. And then where the box is at the front of the station, there's a wall that was built by La Variega Masonry as a donation and to the project, and it shields the box itself. And so, and it's fully illuminated. We had Joe Don Merman from Carl's Electric put in our light for us. It's so we used all local people to install the box. And so it's illuminated where she's not going to be afraid to walk into the little cubby, but she can just open that door and put her baby in and then close the door, and that baby is safe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so have you all received any babies yet?
So that's an interesting question because, you know, the goal, so you think the goal is to receive a baby, and that is one of the goals, but a lot of the goal is to raise awareness of the safe haven laws, and then it's for people to get help. And a way that a woman would get help is that if she drives up and she sees the front of the box, it has a National Crisis Hotline number on it. And that's really important because just since Safe Haven baby boxes were brought to the United States and started in April of 2016, since that time, there's been over 9,000 calls. And when you call, you get people who are under the direction of a trained psychologist who's been a psychologist for 30 plus years. And they are able, the mother, the father is able to talk to someone with that hotline. And so many times the woman is helped. So they will find out her location. She can be anonymous, but they'll find out her location and they're going to connect her with resources. So maybe she keeps her baby. But regardless, many babies have been surrendered across our nation. There are 16 states right now that have safe haven baby boxes. And then in Arizona, they have something called baby drawers. And so it's a variation of a box. But these are devices that are now being put into law that can be used.
So just kind of based on what I heard you say, what I think I heard you say is, a woman, or it could be a man, take the child up there, and they regretfully leaving this child because maybe They just don't know how they can take care of it.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And so they, if they choose to call this hotline and I guess the person on the other end says, okay, you can leave your baby, no questions asked, but do you mind sharing with me why you've come to this decision? And if they say, well, you know, we're unemployed, whatever it is, mm-hmm. then that person on the other end might be able to provide some resources or direct them to a situation where they can keep their baby and not have to leave the baby. So that's part of it too.
Yes.
If I'm understanding.
Yes, you're absolutely correct on that. You know, we want to make sure that the baby is taken care of regardless whether it's with the parents or not with the parents. If the parents are, you know, like you have an example, maybe they're unemployed or whatever the reason is, offer them resources to be able to help them out the best of our ability. Because sometimes that's all it takes is maybe the parent, whether it's the mother or father, just needs to hear that there's resources and things available to them to be able to be encouraged to continue to keep that child. And ultimately, that's what we would like, is for the child to be safe and happy and healthy with the parents, but we do understand that that's not always the case. So we do have that Safe Haven Baby Box there.
So we call the device the Safe Haven Baby Box a last resort,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but it is something that is available, and it makes Abilene very proactive, especially to be the very first box in Texas. There are actually more now already. We just started this box. It went live, so to say, April 2nd of this year. But it's a proactive thing to save Texas children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as I'm sitting here listening to your story, it brought back a story of something that happened to us many years ago. I remember a young lady that was in our home, and we had connection with us, and she just asked me and my wife. I mean, she would have just given us the baby. We didn't take it, but there were other people that we were associated with that was in a better position than we were at that time, mm-hmm. and they just stayed with her, particularly one woman. When I say stayed with, I mean just encouraged her along the way. And the last time I talked with her, she was proud of herself and her son. I think seemed like at that time, maybe she was 28, her son was 14. So, she had a child, you know, mm-hmm. when she was very young, which right. that happens sometimes. So what does it cost
to install the box? Is that your question?
Yeah. What would it cost?
Well, so information about that is at the Safe Haven Baby Box website, which is for anyone who's interested and likes to do research, that website is shbb.org. And that is the site of the company who actually manufactures the box in the United States. So we started this, and I tried to find a Texas company who could make this box, right? It's like, we want to do all things Texas. Let's find a Texas company. Well, there was not one. These are very specific to its purpose. And so with all the alarms, with the medical bassinet, with the way that the door is made to lock automatically, and just there's some specific things about it. Is temperature controlled? There's some things about it. And usually that rescuer is there, the first responder, in 5 minutes or less. But still, they want the safest environment for that baby. So as we were looking at it, I lost my train of thought. Help me.
How much do you cost?
How much does it cost?
Yes.
Thank you, Crystal. You're my lifesaver. So the cost that they think it's going to be is around $20,000. Mm-hmm. Now, I've got to say, the reason we got the box as quickly as we did, because we were kind of in a race with some other cities in Texas, okay? We did win. I want to note that.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, we were in a little bit of a race. Well, we got the box because our donor came forth. Again, that was another God incident, okay? It was just like one phone call. He called me and I mentioned the box and he said, have you raised funds? And I said, no, I haven't called anyone. I haven't done anything yet. It was still very new. And he said, don't call anyone. We're going to provide the funding.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was Dr. Jim Solomon, who is the director of the West Texans for Life.
Mm-hmm.
So he, true to his word, 3 weeks later, he said, we have the funding. It was donated by concerned citizens who are very much in tune with life issues in Cisco and Abilene and Sweetwater and the Knights of Columbus. And so he provided all the funding. And then we had everyone, or I would say 99% of those who installed the box did it free of charge. So they donated their services. So to date, we've done some awareness since then. To date, we are right around $13,000 that has been spent. And so it doesn't have to be as expensive as they project at $20,000. But we will do a little more awareness. And I'm actually just starting to work with the city some to do some awareness through the city. Because our agreement was that we would, as private citizens, we would install the box, get it installed to specifications of the fire chief, Candy Flores, of the city. And let me do a shout out to Robert Hanna, because he was fully behind it and had actually had a conversation with Candy Flores prior to my coming into Candy's office. They were already on board. And so with that being done, with the groundwork already being laid with the city and the fire station, and then with our quick donation, we were able to just jump out in the lead and be the first Safe Haven Baby Box in Texas.
Okay, this is something that I have wondered about. Okay, so a person can bring this baby anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows where the baby came from.
Right.
So when it comes down to time for to adopt this baby, does this baby have any history at all? Because now I'm thinking, how do you just give up this baby without any paperwork? What if that mother or dad, a week or two later, say, I made a terrible mistake. How do we even know that they were the ones that dropped the baby off? So talk to me about the legal stuff. How do you work through that?
So all good questions. First of all, what happens very often is a mother, you know, generally the mother, maybe the couple, will drop the baby into the box. And let me go on a rabbit hole. Let me go on a rabbit chase. Don't let me lose that train of thought, because you know already how I am. But let's go on a little rabbit chase and say that I mentioned earlier that the manufacturer, and with the website that I gave, shbb.org, that Safe Haven Baby Box Inc. is a nonprofit that is in Indiana. And the founder is Monica Kelsey, the woman I heard interviewed on the radio. Okay, in Indiana, across the state, and it's not as big as Texas, okay? It's a smaller state. They have over 150 baby boxes. Well, since they have installed the baby boxes, they have no baby abandonments. Their baby abandonment is at zero now, okay? Because people are using the boxes. What happens from their information is that many times a mother or couple will they will surrender their baby, which is a very courageous thing to do if they cannot care for it. And then the mother will call. She'll want to know how her baby is. She can call the hotline anonymously. Then, you know, the conversation will be, I left my baby. I have relinquished my child. And they will say, would you like to give us any medical history? Is there anything you want to contribute? You don't have to show your identity, but what would you like to say about this? So that's one thing. Sometimes they have a little bit of a history for that baby. Maybe it's birth date, maybe some medical history. Okay. So that was one thing you brought up. Now, another little nuance is that you said how, you know, maybe they have some regrets, like pretty immediately after they relinquish the child. There is a time period, and I honestly don't know what the time period is, but there is a time period of, you know, what would you would call in another situation, buyer's remorse. You know, it's that a period of time that they can contact, again, the National Crisis Hotline and say, this is what I did, and that baby can be restored. Along with that, there's going to be some intervention to make sure that there's a home study, that the child's in a safe situation, because, you know, that's common sense, logical, that if the parents were willing to relinquish, there could be some very serious things to consider in that household.
Yeah.
Did I answer your questions?
Yes, I think you did, particularly if that mother or father calls in.
Right.
But if the baby's dropped off and you never hear anything else.
Mm-hmm. Then you don't hear anything else.
And you just...
It's a clean slate.
Yeah.
Which is, in some cases, that's what the parent wants.
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting... it's an interesting concept, and I guess Indiana probably has the most history on that, and you say there has not been any baby abandonments over that.
Right. That's correct. And, you know, and along with that, guess who leads the nation in baby abandonments? Which state do you think leads the nation?
Well, I don't know. Texas has more babies. It's probably more babies born in Texas.
That's a
good guess.
Yeah. Texas actually does lead the nation in baby abandonment. And that is really something to think about, especially with Texas and our governor being a pro-life governor and being a state that is leans towards the pro-life movement and taking care of the child. So, you know, if this is where we stand on, you know, as a whole, when people think about Texas, it would be hard to imagine that we are leading in the numbers of baby abandonment, which is why another reason why we felt it so important to be in the race to be the first city in the state of Texas to have this option for them.
Okay, now. I'm going to ask a question and probably answer maybe part of it myself. But when we think about baby abandonment, just based on the little information we know about that was baby abandonment at the extreme.
Mm-hmm.
But when you talk about baby abandonment, kind of give us a definition of exactly what falls into that class.
Sure.
So what it means in this situation, the definition would be a baby that is left on its own. So generally, the scenario is a young mother who is, she's pregnant. Okay. Then she has a secret pregnancy. She camouflages it. Maybe she's in school, you know, she wears the big clothes, that type of thing. She has a secret pregnancy. Then she gives birth many times by herself and takes the baby to a place. So maybe it's a back alley, you know, a baby in a sack or in a box. Maybe it's a trash can and the baby is left. It just, you know, it's a wrong decision, but she's in crisis. And that's what we're trying to alleviate here. People get in crises. Life is full of different crises. This is a big one. So what we want to provide is, first of all, the knowledge and then the process of where the mother can say, I'm in a terrible situation. She can still have her secret pregnancy if she wants to. She can give birth by herself if she wants to, however she wants to do it. But the child has an option of being protected and then being given a better chance. Now, some of those babies are found. You know, some of those babies are found alive. It's the rarer situation. Most of the time the babies are found and they're already deceased. The statistic is that for every child, every infant that is found, there are probably two that are not.
Okay, so then when we talk about baby abandonment here, I mean, if somebody is taking that baby to the trash can, if they're taking them to the trash can, then they're hoping that the trash should be picked up, the baby won't be found. Okay, so.
Yeah. And it's a crime. It's
right.
A crime.
Yeah.
You know, to offer a solution that is not a crime is a wonderful option. It's just a wonderful option to be able to say, okay, there's a box. My baby's going to be safe. No questions asked of me. No prosecution. It's a much better option.
Yeah. I would agree with that. So this is a, it's very unique. I think it's a very compassionate type thing. And so as we're wrapping this up, is there anything that either one of you would want to say about this?
Yes, I would like to also mention that the crisis hotline is a 24-hour national crisis hotline. And that phone number is 1-866-99-BABY, B-A-B-Y, 1. So you can call that anytime, and you don't even have to call that in front of the Safe Haven Baby Box. You can call this number anytime that you may be, as a parent in crisis and unsure of what to do, and looking for resources. So that's something that I would like to share with people. And that phone number, once again, was 1-866-99-BABY-1. So I do want to let people know this is a 24-hour thing. You know, God never sleeps. He is always there for us. And sometimes a parent just needs to talk to somebody. You know, we, as a parent myself, I know that it's always nice to have somebody to talk to when I'm struggling, when I'm going through things, and it helps kind of take the pressure off of me. And that's something that we want to offer to anyone who may be in whatever situation they may be. So.
Okay, Karen, would you like to give us the address to the fire station and then whatever else you might want to say?
Thank you. I love an open mic. I may be here for a long time talking to you.
Okay.
No, just teasing. Okay, so the Safe Haven Baby Box is at station number 7, 431 North Pioneer Drive. And something I really want to do is to mention the people who donated services. We have such a caring community here, and we have more nonprofits and more churches than you can shake a stick at, and they are doing things. And so we had just private citizens and businesses and organizations that helped. So of course, West Texans for Life gave us the cash, the money to install the box. And Sean McNeil just a private citizen. He was the supervisor of our construction site, coordinated everything with the city, which is very important. And of course, I already mentioned Robert Hanna and Candy Flores. Robert as a city manager, Candy Flores as the fire chief, were just amazing to work with. It could not have been better. Then we had Lee Morris, who is with Nehemiah Abilene, brought out their crew a number of times to pour concrete, to actually install the box. They did the heavy lifting. And Logan Cole was our contact. He's with Shane's Chimney Care. They didn't do anything with us, but Logan was the contact for La Verriega Masonry, and they built the privacy wall. Then we had Joe Don Merman, who I mentioned with Carl's Electric. He installed the light because we wanted it to be a welcoming place that wasn't going to be scary to step into. Then when we got down towards the end of our process, Cheryl Armstrong with AAC Security made sure that the alarms were installed correctly, because there's a couple of alarms that go off, all of them silent to the mother, but they're for the 911 dispatch so that they're aware that the baby is there. And so then, of course, Monica Kelsey, our hero, came from Indiana. And when we had the Safe Haven baby box blessed on April 2nd, which did happen to be the second day after Easter, which is a symbol of new life, it just fell perfectly in that season. And she came and helped us just kick off the baby box here in Abilene, and then the first in Texas.
Yeah.
Well, Crystal and Karen, I really appreciate you being here today. I can tell that both of you ladies are passionate about the Safe Haven baby boxes, and I'm sure that, at least I have a feeling, that it certainly will save some lives. It has that potential to do that. Thank you all very much for being here today.
Yeah, we thank you, too, for allowing us to be here and to talk about that. And we like to extend an invitation for those who may be interested just to go take a look at it for themselves, that you can go to fire station number 7 at 431 North Pioneer Drive and look at it yourself and take a picture. I'm sure they'd love to show you what that is. It was awesome for us when they did the grand opening on that. To be able to see it in person is really wonderful. So,
Mr. Floyd, we thank you for having us on. This is such a privilege, and we would love to talk to anyone who will allow us to talk. We want to spread the word and raise awareness about this baby box here in Abilene.
It's Everything West Texas is a production of KACU and is sponsored by the West Texas Tribune and Floyd Miller Investments. Securities and investment advisory services offered through FSC Securities Corporation, member FINRA SIPC. FSC is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of FSC. Floyd Miller can be reached at 3300 South 14th Street, Suite 100 in Abilene, Texas, 325-676-0138. I'm Floyd Miller, your host. Subscribe today.